Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Serving all mothers with love today. I hope just, no, not just today. All the time, right? Good luck, everybody. It's Happy Mother's Day. I hope you did it right. What is that, like the anthem for Mother's Day, Super Don? What is that? That song?
That's an oldie from, well, oldie, but to some people anyway, from the Backstreet Boys, yeah.
The Backstreet Boys. Is that like a Mother's Day favorite? Your perfect fan. Oh, your perfect fan.
Yeah, it's on the list of songs, you know, that are towards, you know, there are a lot of songs out there talking about moms, but,
right.
You know, I considered using Mother's Little Helper today, but I didn't think that would be quite appropriate.
Not appropriate. We've played that before. Why isn't there a song like The Perfect Mom, right? They didn't write that one.
Mom is awesome.
Perfect fan.
Hip hooray. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Maybe you'll find some Ozzy later. But, hey, welcome, everybody. This afternoon session or morning session on the West Coast with the Robert Scott Bell Show kicking into gear. Hope you're having a wonderful time. If you're going out with Mom to brunch or lunch or dunch or dinner or whatever you do, take her to a movie, I don't know. Or if you're not in town, call her up and get her on the radio show. That's right. We're going to hear from Mama Bell a little later. Mickey and A Life of Many Colors, her book. That's the Mother's Day gift. Pick up
talk about the perfect fan, boy. She'll be on.
Yeah, the perfect fan. She's awesome. We're going to get an update on her age and how many drugs she's on and whether she went dancing last night. Right. We're going to check in on Mom today a little later. And if you have a mom story or if you are a mom, you can call in. We do have, a call that came in earlier we'll get to. But the number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. We intend to get to. We got some comments of the day. We got some questions of the day. And Super Don, whatever irreverence you want to throw in there, I'm laid back today. You know, some days I'm very intense and almost borderline angry. You get shocked. You're like, oh, who's that guy on the radio? I'm just going to be, it's Happy Mother's Day.
You know what? You have that effect on people. Sometimes people are just absolutely speechless.
Speechless? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, listen, we've got some new fans. I'm kind of, you know, getting to know them a little bit better. But we've got some fans in the UK that had some things to say about the show.
They did?
They did. They did, as a matter of fact. And talk about speechless.
You actually want? We want to hear somebody talking about the show? I mean, is that what we want to do?
Well,
it's up to you, Super Don. You're the producer. I'm just your humble, loyal host.
We'll hang on to it for now. But believe it or not, you do actually cause people to be speechless. I think that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. We'll see how that goes. I mean, I've got to talk over everybody, so I'm going to make sure you're speechless. I know, Super Don, some days it's like all I can do is just get out of your way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. But
Happy
yeah, look,
Mother's
today,
Day.
Right? Today is Mother's Day. And,
yeah.
You know, I did want to just kind of just make a, you know, mm-hmm. a note of some of the moms that we've had on this show mm-hmm. numerous times. That, I mean, talk about super moms. I mean, they're mm-hmm. going above and beyond what any mother would ever think or should be expected to have to go, to do.
Right.
And when I say this, I'm speaking of people like, of course, Michelle Ryder,
mm-hmm.
Erica, actually, you know what, Erica May, the mom of the Rango kids.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not only is today Mother's Day, but today's her birthday. So I want
wow.
to put a shout
birthday.
Out there yeah. to her. But yeah, listen, a lot of moms are out there, they're wishing that they could hold their kids today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. If you see all the medical kidnap cases that are ongoing, we've only covered not even hardly a fraction of them. Purpose being we want to bring light to all of them if we could, but the recognition, a lot of the stories are there at our friends at medicalkidnap.com. Terry LaPointe put out another big article related to this on Mother's Day. He's talking about Mother's Day, anything but happy for some. We want to acknowledge the moms that can't be with their kids because the state has decided that the state is better parents or foster parents are better parents, which we know is not true. In fact, there's some very revealing statistics I don't know if we're going to get into today about how disastrous the foster care system is. If indeed you are trying to say it's better to take these kids away from their moms and dads who are simply not abusing their kids, not neglecting their kids, but simply asking questions of the doctors and the hospitals that are trying to intervene medically or other things. So check it out, Medical Kidnap, the lead story today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have it linked up in the show notes. So if you're a mom suffering, or dad, of course, suffering with the loss of your kids, they're still alive, but you can't access them this Mother's Day because the state perceives the medical industrial complex is a better parent than you are. Our hearts go out to you doubly today. And you know, also a shout out to the thinking moms, all the thinking moms, whether you're officially a member of that or not, the moms who are, you know, defending their kids. Some of them after the fact, you know, those that didn't know, they trusted the medical complex and now their kids are injured by vaccines and they're trying to right. get them back. Or now the parents that have woken up, the moms that have woken up and the mama bears are saying, you're not coming near my child with that needle. Because they're now considered the pariahs in some circles, the liberal intelligentsia elite leftist media attacking the moms who happen to have questions about the vaccines, even though we want to slow down the schedule just a little bit. Much less eliminate them altogether once they wake up all the way and say, this is not good medicine, not in yep. any way, shape, or form.
And under attack by our friends over in the skeptic world as well. I was looking yesterday. There was our friend, what's his name again? Borax?
Which one? Borax, the insignificant?
Yeah. He was railing on the thinking moms yesterday over on his whatever you call it, blog.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about super moms, man. Those are the big. I mean, those guys are on the front lines, and they are kicking butt and taking names. So yeah.
Well, we'll see a bunch of them. I'll see a bunch of you if you're able to make it to Chicago, May 20th through 24th, and that's going to be near the O'Hare Airport at the Lowe's Hotel there. And, you know, I'll be there all week, broadcasting, interviewing, be lecturing, teaching, healing, doing it, whatever I can to help out there as well. Go to autismone.org. And we've got the links directly in if you want to attend and you weren't sure you could make it. Now you're thinking about it. There's a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today. Also, this coming Friday, it's this week coming up. TMB, RSB, Sayer G, Paul Baratero, Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News. All of us are going to be together. At Food and Thought in Naples, Florida, for a big Friday evening. I don't know if you call it a to-do, an event, a shindig. It's going to be all of the above. And I'm really looking forward to getting together with TMB, of course, and everybody else that will be there with us. So if you're in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, just shoot across Alligator Alley and see us in Naples that Friday night. Make a weekend of it. It'd be awesome. So we'll continue to celebrate the super moms out there when we get together there. And at Autism One. And we don't want to neglect the dads, but again, it is supposedly Mother's Day.
Dads get their day too.
They do. Yeah. Right. I know.
But I got it. Listen, I just got to say, I mean, all, you know, mad respect to the mothers, because I think sometimes what they actually do, their job, I mean, I've seen articles in the past where they look at the work that a mother does throughout the day, mm-hmm. and if you applied a dollar value, like a wage, to all of the work that a mom goes through, from, you know, having the baby, taking care of the baby, making, you know, taking care of the kids, getting them off to school, doing the laundry, doing the stuff and all like that. I mean, they should be like six figures.
Right.
It's amazing what
seven
moms
figures
do.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, people don't sometimes, you know, realize what it is that everything that they do.
Yeah. If we were charged with that as ignorant men, you know, there wouldn't be a lot of, let's say, population increase. I mean, even if they came onto the planet here and they're here, the men would be like, yeah, just go take care of yourself, right?
All it would take is like one guy going who actually went through childbirth, say, hey, man, this is what happened.
We're done.
Human race would be just, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, we don't need more people, right? Well, again, that's the manly man thing. Anyway, we're glad you are here with us. I'm glad to be here, of course, and hope you're enjoying. Hopefully, it's getting warm. I hear there's snowstorms in certain areas of the country today. Never ends. The weather change. There's a great article at robertscottbell.com by my good friend John Rappaport about global warming and consensus. Actually, it's about hypotheses, or a hypothesis, how people don't even know how to make them or what they are anymore. And on the basis of that, have come up with this religion of global warming. And no basis, in fact, for what really is the cause, as far as we've determined, certainly not in a peer-reviewed publication, if that's important to you. But the reality is the climate has been shifting ever since there's been a climate, ever since there's been a planet. And our argument here on the Robert Scott Bell Show has been, let's talk about toxins. Let's talk about toxins, baby. Let's talk about you and me. You know, that kind of thing. Not the good stuff, right? The stuff you want to get rid of or reduce. That could have been a solid, strong argument from Al Gore years ago, but no, they wanted to create a new global carbon credit trading scheme, a new form of Wall Street for greenies, and they would profit and become billionaires off of this carbon trading scheme based on a global warming theory that people don't even know what the hypothesis is, because if it is that man-made CO2 gases are causing global warming, there's a lot of folks out there that dispute that. So we don't know definitively one way or the other. But to say that the science is settled, just like they do with things like vaccines, it's the same argument being made by global alarmists, global warming alarmists, I should say. And we are all on board with the global toxicology issue. And we'll get more. We'll remove some more toxins, in fact. The health of mom and children in the Western world. Which nation is dead last on the health of mom and children? We'll reveal that as well. Cold sore viruses. They're annoying. Why are they focusing on people under 50 with cold sore viruses? We'll get to that. Questions, comments of the day. My super mom, Nikki Bell's going to join us a little later. Talk about a life of many colors and a whole lot more. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, for those of you listening through UK Health Radio a day late, happy Mum's Day. It's Mum's Day. Hello, Mummy. Hello, Mummy. Happy Mummy's Day.
Yes,
indeed. Well, onward on the, I mentioned global toxicology. This health impact news story here we have linked up in the show notes.
Are you going to talk about toxins?
Oh, why wouldn't I? I mean,
old toxins. Here comes the toxins again.
But the health of mothers and children in the U.S. ranked last in the Western world.
Always about I'm sorry. I was channeling Borax there for a moment.
What do you mean?
You know, the quackbusters out there love to talk about how this toxins, you know, like there's some kind of imaginary fairy dust, you know, that people make up of these toxins.
You're talking about our critics?
Our critics? Believe it or not, we do have a few.
Right. What's their problem? They don't like toxins. They love toxins.
They actually act like they don't exist.
Right. And there's no such thing as metabolic waste either?
There's no, and then
no,
you know,
yeah, they got metabolic.
Chelates,
they get,
no, chelates, heavy metals. No, oh,
they have metabolic waste for brains. listen, you want to hear some of our critics talk about us? This is on their own blog.
Listen,
what is this?
I was really impressed with these guys. This is the Miles Davis.
I got you
what,
on that
what
one.
Are they named? No, Miles. Oh, Miles Power. I think.
Right. Right.
And this is brilliant radio. I got to tell you, I'm not exactly Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't claim to be the, you know, most polished radio show in the world. But
yeah,
when you listen to these guys talk about brilliant radio,
who's not
to what they
who's
have
not,
to say.
Yeah, who's not polished?
But, yeah. I mean, this...
Yeah.
It's horrible. Just absolutely appalling.
So this is a British critic of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's what they had to say?
Yeah, that hour-long podcast that I listened to yesterday, because I just happened to come across it, and I was like,
right.
Hey, what's this? And gave it a listen, and yeah, there's more breathing on that than probably one of the more popular 976 numbers.
I think they're obsessed on some level or not. Do they understand what this show is all about, you know?
Yeah, well, you think, I mean, what do you hear all the time on this show, right? What is the tagline for the show? The power to heal is yours. Mm-hmm. That's not really hard to figure out, not hard to say, hard to remember,
right?
Yeah,
we end pretty much every hour with that reminder.
Yeah, so this is how they hear it.
The power to heal yourself is within you or something.
Or something. Well, it's good to know that we're making an impact out there for the so-called pseudo-skeptics. So, anyway, maybe they can explain the number 50 ranking. We're ranking dead last, the Americans, Washington, D.C. especially, on the health of mothers and children, on mortality, infant deaths per 1,000 live births, Washington, D.C. dead last. This is absolutely a disaster. You want to talk about all the money we spend on health in America. Health care, right? More than any. 20% of our gross national product on health care. No other developed country comes close. And we are just sucking the antibiotic-laced eggs at this point. No surprise to me, but it's a great disappointment for all of you who think Obamacare was, going to come and rescue people, particularly right there in their new hometown of Washington, D.C. It's not happening. Check it out, because we don't have deficiencies of drugs. We don't need more FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. We need genuine food. And, of course, our detractors might say, oh, man, the Robert Scott Bell Show, they think food is medicine. Go back to Hippocrates, you dunderheads. Have you ever read anything about history of the planet? Do you know anything about basic physiological functions?
How can somebody actually think that you cannot make yourself healthy or heal yourself mm-hmm. with food?
By removing or reducing a toxicological burden. I mean, do you understand there's a liver, there are kidneys, there's a lymphatic system, there's a colon, right? All of these things are part and parcel to the excretory functions of the body. And if you talk about detoxifying and toxins, these people really, their heads nearly explode.
They have no idea what you're talking about. In fact, believe it or not, there are some people mm-hmm. out there that think that the increase in man-made chemicals in our environment might actually boost our immune system. Can you believe that?
Well, it certainly boosts our need for an immune system, not necessarily the functioning of it. But we'll get to that. There's vaccines in the news, of course, almost every day. This time, California wants to criminalize unvaccinated adults. Gosh, what is wrong with you people in California? I know, not the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but the rest of them. Good Lord, they want to eliminate exemptions and now criminalize adults for not vaccinating? Well, we got that and more coming up. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Right, if you'd like to be part of the Mums Day show of the Robert Scadell Show, you can call us now, 866-939-2355, or leave a message. We'll get you on later. We do have a call coming in a bit, and we'll get to it. Mums Day. My wife tells me that we missed Mums Day in England. It's actually like March 15th or something. Did you know that? Super down. Yeah. We were way late for that. Sorry, well, moms in England. Sorry.
Mother's Day, actually. Yeah. I mean, that is a U.S. holiday.
here specific to, because it was like, I think it was Woodrow Wilson or somebody, you know, proclaimed it back in the early 1900s. So it's right. It's not like it's a international holiday like Christmas or something.
Yeah, it's wherever Hallmark had reached out, made it happen. Toxic World, Toxic People is the book by Anna Victoria Rogers. I want to wish a happy birthday and a happy Mom's Day, even though it's late for England, to Anna. She's a terrific, terrific mom and amazing author as well of that book, Toxic World, Toxic People. Highly recommend it. And check it out. Although, I can't, there's too many moms to say to everybody, but as they I refer to them, they just kind of come on through. American Academy of Dermatology is offering advice for treating and preventing the spread of cold sore viruses. And they're focusing here on 14 to 49. They say about 50% of them carry the cold sore virus. That's the herpes simplex, typically it's considered. And it's annoying. It's not, to my knowledge, hasn't been shown to be life-threatening, although if you have no immune system at all, that's the least of your concerns. There's a whole lot of other problems you could be having. But the reality is, it is an immune system issue. When the immune system is down, the virus can replicate, and you have different aspects of the cells in metabolic, let's say, imbalance, dysfunction, spewing out genetic material in the guise of viruses. And Superdon, I remember years ago you told me the first time, I think I sent you, was it the silver hydrosol or the silver gel? You had a cold sore in the same place all the time, right on the lip? The outside?
It was on the outside, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, right there kind of towards the corner, and it just would always just, I don't know, it was about every 4 to 6 months or something.
Okay.
It was
like clockwork almost, huh?
Here it comes again, you know, and I every time I would use the gel, it would just knock it out. Because everybody would recommend this Abreva stuff, you know. There's this little tube of stuff, and it's like, you know, this outrageous amount of money. I forget, it was like, you know, 10, 12 bucks for this little tiny tube.
Yeah.
And then I got the silver gel, and I, you know, as soon as it would start to get there, and you could kind of go, okay, wait a minute, you know, here it comes, it's starting up again.
Right.
You put that on there, you know, 24, 48 hours, it was gone. Which was absolutely amazing to me. And I actually, I can't say for sure, but I would say it's been at least over a year now.
That's cool. Yeah, no problem. If you want the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, most health food stores carry it. I liken it to the Windex of my big fat Greek wedding because it can do so many things. But it stops viral replication on contact, which is really cool. I know it's upsetting to some who can't stand the thought that anything but a drug can do anything good for you. But they'll just have to take it up with their own mothers, right?
There you go.
That's it. So easy enough. There are homeopathic remedies as well that can be utilized. And, of course, there are, questions of the day that come in from time to time.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, questions of the day coming through. This one is from Gisela. Gisela, I don't remember talking to her. I talked to so many people off the air, but hello, Robert. I contacted the folks at the Silver Company, and they, in return, got you to give me a call. Thank you so much for your quick response. You had left me a message, and it does make sense, but I can't really wrap my head around it. You know, I'm just trying to remember. Oh, it was the nanoparticle question. I get this from time to time, Super Don, where people are concerned because they'll read something about silver nanoparticles.
Right.
And, you know, they'll say, you know, how dangerous it is to the environment, how toxic, how it's going to destroy all life on Earth. Right. And of course, these are misguided do-gooders in some case, or some that are just stooges for the pharmaceutical industrial complex or other competing interests, if you will, that if they realize that silver nanoparticles were actually quite safe and were not harmful to the environment, that, oh, my gosh, you know, their products would be maybe not as desirable. And there are certainly references to say silver nanoparticles warrant some form of observation. Because if you overwhelm any environment with anything, even something that's good for the environment, in excess, it becomes not so good anymore. The point, though, that I'd like to make here on the nanoparticle issue is that they're so active, especially if they carry the charge, that they neutralize very quickly. They don't have a long life cycle. So that they begin to combine into compounded forms that have very little biocidal, biofunctional activity, if you will. And of course, most of that activity is directed to bacteria primarily, but also fungal species and any viruses. But in terms of absolute disaster out in the world, I'm not seeing it big time. Of course, they're also concerned about silver nanoparticles in socks and clothing, et cetera, and washing machines. But by the time those nanoparticles are released through the water, they are already bound up and basically inactive, pretty much neutral. They're inert, if you will, other than some level of dissociation where the cation pops off, and not a lot. So the devastation that they claim would happen would have already happened. And by the way, silver occurs naturally in the environment. You can find it in glacial water, spring water, seawater, tap water, well water. It's just one of those ubiquitous things out there. But it is a really important dividing line for the higher life forms. Without silver, I don't believe we could be here because the lower life forms don't tolerate it very well, like the pseudo-skeptics, for instance, as we know. Was that a dig? I'm so mean on Mother's Day. Unless the pseudo skeptic is a mom, listen, will excuse you.
Listen, it's all in good fun. Mm-hmm. At least for us, anyway. You know, we're not talking about. You know, I listened to his podcast and I went into a fit of rage and bashed my head through the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a nice one. John Wegner wrote a nice piece. I think he put it up on the social networks. I don't know if he put it up on Amazon as well, but if you've read Unlock the Power to Heal and you like it, please add your perspective there. Helps us to get the word out. He says this, just finished reading this awesome book by Robert Scott Bell and Ty Bollinger.
Nice.
I highly recommend this to anyone interested in natural healing and a bit of history. It's short and easy to read, but packs a big punch. I like that. A little boxing reference there. And, of course, that's what it was designed to do. It's like there's not a lot of fluff in it. It's really to the point on almost every, or pretty much everything we do. We hit it, and we hit it hard. Go, let's give you as much as we can in an easy to read book. He says, especially interesting to me was the section on homeopathic first aid. And for those interested in the curative properties of cannabis and industrial hemp, there's an excellent section in the back on the subject. Thank you so much, Robert Scott Bell and Ty Bollinger, for everything you do in helping people and bringing these subjects back to light. So, thank you, John Wegner. Very kind of you. Go to unlockthepowertoheal.com or amazon.com online or where else? Barnes & Noble online as well. And there you go. Number three on the list that we have today, and we may even have another. I can't keep up with it all, but again, on Mother's Day, I'm just kind of laid back. We can catch up on some of these questions and comments. Let's see. This is from Michelle. I started listening to your show after watching The Quest for the Cures, and I can officially say I'm hooked. After listening to 3 months of your show in the past month, dude, that's going to give you Robert Scott Bell Show indigestion. She did 3 months in 1 month, Super Don.
And she lived. She survived. She was able to actually.
Not only that, she says it dawned on me that I need to start an RSB journal to keep all of your great info in one place that I can reference when I need a remedy. It would be wonderful if you had a list of the most common ailments and the remedy you use instead of the allopathic drug, i.e. strep throat, white willow bark for pain instead of ibuprofen. So she definitely caught up, because remember Shelley, her son Jake, the youngest listener, super fan, right? We sent him a trophy. She stopped the ibuprofen and went to the white willow, and he was great. She says this, it could be RSB's medicine cabinet. I just got Unlocking the Power to Heal and can't wait. Unlock the Power to Heal. I can't wait to read it. A list of your recommended books on natural healing would be nice, too. Thanks for all of you, and Super Don do, Michelle. Super Don, you're in there, too.
Hey. You know what it sounds like is people are literally asking for, like, the Robert Scott Bell University course or something. You know, like.
Well, I have been writing and sending it to TMB to add into the next edition of Unlock the Power to Heal. I keep thinking it's going to be sooner than later, but with everything we're all doing, including Ty with the Quest for the Cures continues, these things I'm listening to you. And Michelle, thank you for that. I'm going to, you know, add a little bits here and there to even give you more of what I know and help you out in this way. I just love bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. I do. I really do. And, you know, with that, let's see. We've got, caller.
Hi, Robert. This is Taffy from Nantucket. I've emailed you guys so many times, I didn't want to bug you. But my question is, Christine Rose, I heard the interview out in Arizona, and I have a friend with MS, and she lives out in Arizona, and I cannot find her on the web. I have looked everywhere, so I have no idea how to get a hold of her. It wasn't on your site. It just showed the name, how to spell her name. And I don't know if you can help or post it on your web, but thank you so much for what you guys do. It's great. Love you all. Bye.
All right. No, that was a good question because she was kind of, it was so funny with Christine. By the way, we interviewed her about it. She had MS and cancer. I mean, it was a devastating thing she had. And she talked about Carnivora, her experience with Carnivora, and how she was able to overcome this. And I was just inspired by her. She's very intelligent, and she's been around. She's seen a lot in her 8 decades. And she, for some reason, she said, I don't want my last name out there. But then she said all these things she didn't want to say, and she ended up saying them anyway. So if you're looking in Arizona, and it's C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-E, her last name, wasn't it Jackson?
You know what?
I think it was.
I will have to look. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I will look this up, and I will get back to the caller.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
And I'll get that information to her.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, because she said she was sure if you're in Arizona that she could be found, and it wasn't like she didn't want to be, at least not by the FDA. But, again, if the FDA starts going after 80-year-old moms and supermoms because they're actually bringing the power to heal back to the people, the FDA is not going to be in existence that much longer because at that point the people will revolt. I know, I'm asking a lot of them, but we put up with a lot from the bureaucratic oligarchy.
That's a good point. I mean, there's a line that shall not be crossed.
Yeah, you start going after moms and grandmoms over this issue of telling people, hey, this is what I've done to heal, and it happens to be a botanical like Carnivora. By the way, check out Carnivora.com. We have links in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com. Great supporter of this message, and they're doing great work in bringing the actual substances of creation out for those who desperately need it for their health and vitality. Hey, listen, moms, if you're out there putting on an online dating photo, be careful it's not too hot for your own good. We've got that story coming up and a lot more on mandated vaccines in California. Stick around. We got more to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, Super Don, I don't understand why we're doing this story today. I mean, it's like the headline alone is a little disquieting, comforting, I should say. Why your online dating photo may be too hot for your own good. The next thing I hear, Mom, what? Come on, is this it? Is it Mom's putting on dating photos? What's going on with this one? Are you too attractive to trust?
Well, listen, I don't know if you recall, but about 3 months ago, we covered a story, and I believe the way we presented it was because science has already cured cancer.
Oh, right.
We are now delving into the second most important issue in the world, which is how effective is your online dating profile?
Yes, that's right, because we were thinking, yeah, now the cancer's cured, NIH can pack it up and start looking into online dating sites for insight. And so this is this born of that, this thing too hot to trust? If you look too good, you might not be that good looking?
Yeah, well, apparently. And I could not believe this. When I saw this, I thought, all right, wait a minute. Is this just they're just redoing the same story as before? No. Mm-hmm. The first study that was done that we talked about was done, I believe it was like in the UK or Scotland or something like that. But okay, not to be outdone, mm-hmm, our scientists here, and these guys are University of Connecticut.
Okay.
They actually did a study to determine if perhaps your online dating photo,
mm-hmm,
if it's like a glamour shot,
that might
be going way over the top, and you might actually be hurting your chances of getting a date because you are looking way too good and not real enough.
So if you're doing these things, it's a little, do it not so perfect, in other words. Have a blemish. Make it real.
It actually, one of the things they found photos, the women that found photos of men that looked way too enhanced, they perceived them as untrustworthy.
No. No. I think that's wrong. I think it says here, if I'm reading this correct, on the flip side, women found men with enhanced photos to be more trustworthy, not less.
Indeed.
Yeah, ladies, what's wrong with you? Don't, you know, if there's no blemish on the man's picture, why would they be more trustworthy?
Yeah.
And if you got no blemish, you're less trustworthy. Again, the double standard.
Here's the thing. Okay, I'm starting to sound like the guys in the UK. I am. I'm speechless about this. Why would the University of Connecticut, with their grant money, in order to study things from using the scientific method, right? Science, you know, it's infallible. We must determine all of these things. These knuckleheads think that you have to use science to determine whether online dating photos are effective or not. I mean, I don't understand. I'm in the wrong business. Or maybe I could moonlight. I should moonlight as a science guy in some university so I can determine what, you know, color of grass will make you feel like you want to eat lunch on a Tuesday and what beer I might want to drink or something. Why do we need to know this stuff? Why do we need science to help us with online dating photos and profiles?
Right. Well, momentarily that the pseudo skeptics will somehow get in on this too. But aren't they the group that always go woo or woo woo, right, when they talk about anything natural?
Are you trying to get me riled up now?
No, because it really riles me up. If you think about the root of the word woo, it comes from the word womb, W-O-M-B, a thing a woman has that a man doesn't. And you know, I just want to get out to the ladies, the moms out there, to be outraged by the pseudo-skeptics when they call natural medicine woo, because they're using it's a sexist term. It's just merely evidence of another patriarchal, male-dominated...
You give them way too much credit.
Maybe, but it's a patriarchal, male-dominated attempt at denigrating the feminine intuitive side of our existence. So all women, all moms and men that have a sensitive side of them, Super Don, should be screaming sexism, you know, whenever they say woo. Just saying.
I would just scream stupid. I mean, that's, you know.
It's a good alliteration. That works. Stupid sexism. Oh, then I repeat myself.
Yeah.
Male-dominated patriarchism. Is that? I just made that up. No, that's... Yeah, and I repeat myself there.
Here's the thing. I mean, how manly can you feel using the word woo?
Yeah, I wondered too about that, too. It always always brings out my masculine side when I say woo-hoo, woo-hoo-hoo, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. All right, y'all, we got a lot more healing to go on a Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-2355. Get in on the phones now. We've got criminalizing unvaccinated adults. And my mom, my super mom, she's going to join us. A Life of Many Colors, Mickey Bell, sometime next hour for a Mother's Day special. We'll be right back. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2%
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.